If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be, and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Your favorite transformation talk radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom. With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit GlennaRice.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Your favorite Transformation Talk Radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom. With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin. To master a higher frequency for new state of mind. Once you walked in a forest of splendor in which everything you did and everything you thought was aligned, it is possible at this time to begin to return to the old knowledge. Intuitive healer and manifester Julia Griffin is here to talk about this unique time in history when all sentient beings, animals, plants, trees, and the earth are intent on creating this change. The wolves awakened her to the most incredible light, which opened gifts and brought knowledge that she longs to share. You are creators, and you were born to be creators of beauty, possibility, and joy. Join Julia on a journey into a beautiful and magical world where amazing possibilities exist. Let us help open the door. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening with Julia Griffin starts right now.
Welcome to the show. Let me tell you what today's show is about. This week's episode is about awakening. What is it? How can you find it? What do you do after you awaken? How do you change? You probably know, if you know anything about me, that my awakening was actually experienced with wolves, which is unusual. However, there are a lot of commonalities in awakening, and I think it's good to review them. Before we go there, I'm going to tell you a little bit about something that I have going on. It's the Power of Interconnection Summit. We have 28 speakers talking about things like auras, mythology, astrology, healing with herbs, healing with tuning forks, which is acutonics. Some of the top psychics in the field making predictions, telling you how to live through these new age times. And if you'll go to my website, onetrueself.com, O-N-E, trueself.com, at the top, there's a link that will take you there. And you can hear all of this. And on Saturday, between Saturday and Tuesday, you can hear all of it. So go ahead and take some time, go there now, sign up, and learn from all these things, because part of awakening is learning. But let's start with how it happened for me. And that is that I was actually sitting in the yard meditating. It was a beautiful October day, and I imagine it's beautiful all over the United States and many places now. And there was a black elm tree, and it had the most beautiful golden leaves, and the hawk was coming over the mountain, and the mountain was multicolored in the background. The sky was blue. And I tapped into the second of seeing light that was underlying every bit of physicality. And that light came through me, and I could see my own inner light, and it was absolute ecstasy for just a few moments. And I can remember running around and feeling it and seeing the light in everything and feeling the light in everything respond to me. And even more exciting, I realized that I had had a moment of gestalt awakening, complete realization, mind, body, and spirit. Then a couple months later, I met my teachers, the wolves. I actually dreamed about them before I met them in person. And they became my teachers. And we're going to talk about this, but they developed many aspects of my gifts. And this is another thing to know about awakening. It's not just these moments of seeing the light. It's a lot more. So let's talk about this. Awakening is essentially the perception of the inner self, the true self, the part of the self that is eternal and lives onward. It existed in the past. It exists in the future. It will exist now. There is this united quality about it. We can go back to the Zen koan. What was my face before I was born? And that gives you a slight feeling of this eternal presence. It's the part of you that holds your gifts. It's the part of you that feels joy in life. It's the part of you that has courage. It's the part of you that connects with the divine when your prayers are answered. It's the part of you that perceives the invisible spiritual world, the part that is underneath physicality. And it's also how we perceive energy. It's how we understand light and energy. Now, awakening occurs when we have this moment of union with the universe and we perceive this presence on all levels. It's an incredible moment of knowing, and it's undeniable. Now, that's when you receive it in a flash. Some people simply awaken because they've done the work in other lifetimes, and it's a slow process, but they eventually realize it because of the changes that are going on in their life. So these are some of the ways that it can appear or occur. Sometimes it comes in flashes, as I experienced. Sometimes it comes as this incredible, warm, loving, universal feeling. You're just embraced by universal love. Sometimes you see that everything is composed of light. Sometimes this wave of love stays, and you know that it's something that's both outside of you and within you, inside of you, and it's happening on both levels. Sometimes it's gradual, as I was saying, and you simply have made a lot of changes in your life, and you understand that awakening has been occurring within you on a lot of levels. But this is just the beginning. A lot of people awaken and go back to sleep. And that's one of the important points that I'm talking about today, is you don't want to awaken and go back to sleep. So let's talk about how we stay awake. And even when you're awake, you still work to become more awake and more aware and more aligned with your inner self. Okay, one of the big things that happens is that you get teachers and you get these very indicative signs, like you keep having a feeling to do something or to go somewhere, and it gets stronger and stronger. And when you do it, there's a new sensation, a new vibration that is connected with that initial moment of awakening. In my case, I had such unusual teachers, Waltz, and it was about 12 of them, that I was sort of obsessed with that. But during the time that I was waiting, before the wolves came, I focused constantly on that flash of light that had filled and united everything for just a moment. I kept thinking about it and thinking, I want more of this. I want to move into this place. So I read. I meditated as much as I can, as I could. I begged the universe to send me more of that enlightenment, to send me a teacher. I spent my extra money on books, and I studied constantly. It was winter, so when the children were in bed, when there was any extra time that I had, I either meditated or I studied. But I fixed my mind on this intention of moving into more awakening, because the flash is just the beginning, right? For a moment, the whole world had made sense to me. I could see that everything was united. Everything moved on this vibration of light and love. And so it was this incredible flash of energy. So part of awakening, if you want to stay awakened, is intending more of it. So the very first thing you want to do is to put your mind on that conscious thought. Where does awakening occur within me? How does it feel when I'm more awake? Are my thoughts coming from my heart or from my outer self or my ego? And the ego is just the part of you that hasn't awakened yet. It's just like, let's just say it's running the wrong track of information. And it has to be trained to unite with the rest of you. The other thing that I did was to start paying a lot more attention to my intuition. Because I noticed that with some of my intuitions, I would have this wonderful, flowing feeling like I had had in that flash. And that was what happened when I met the wolves as my teacher. This incredible light came through me, and I could not believe how much energy I had. We all know what it's like when you're a child and you feel incredibly excited about something that's happening, and that feeling stays with you. Everything you're doing, there's this little part of you that's dancing around. It's found something that aligns. It's found something that opens you up, that leads you into joy, and leads you into the mystery of more knowledge. Because when we find those things that are aligned with our soul, and that's part of awakening, there's this place of learning more. A place that you can go into and doors start to open. You start to see that there's more to life. And every time you step into it, these wonderful waves come into you. So that would be the next level of awakening, or actually doing something with awakening, finding a teacher, intending more of it, really throwing yourself completely into these areas of life that have mysterious knowledge, that hold truth, and that pique your consciousness so that you're asking yourself, what else is there? What else can I find? Because moving into that mystery is part of how we find ourselves. So we've been talking about awakening, what it is, and how you work with it. When we come back, we'll look at some of what I learned about awakening from the wolves and some of the ways that I developed myself. So let's go to break now.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin at onetrueself.com, onetrueself.com. And you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. We're talking about awakening. What is it? How you work with it? and what it has to do with your inner gifts. You know, we're always talking about how we're in the precession of the ages, the 26,000-year cycle. We're between the Piscean and the Aquarian ages when the Earth is getting these huge waves of light, and it's time for us to awaken as a group and as a community. However, from my personal experience, there is not a lot of information or practical information on what to do with awakening. So in our last segment, we talked about what awakening is. The second part of awakening is the beginning of gifts. So when you've truly awakened, if you follow your intuitions and you pay attention, there are usually unusual circumstances, undeniable moments of connection, and the opening of the psyche. Like so many of you, I was always psychic as a child. For example, one time I told my parents that the next day I was going to get a little white pony with a saddle and a bridle. I was 4. And it was coming the next day at lunchtime. And so the next day, my parents sort of laughed at me, and that hurt my feelings. But I sat outside, and I waited. And at 12 o'clock, a truck pulled up with a little white pony. And I remember my father looking at me, and he asked the man, he said, "Is there a little red bridle and saddle?" And he said, "Oh, yes, sir, I've got them in the front." Well, I had had the dream when my grandfather bought a pony for me and arranged to have it delivered the night before. And so I always had moments of knowing. However, there were also cloudy, let's say I was maybe 60 or 70%. There were some things that I knew were true. There were other things that my emotions would become really clouded, that would cloud it, so I wasn't getting a direct or a complete read. So here's an interesting thing about it. Those places where I wasn't getting a completely clear read, they just shut down. It was about 6 months or a year before that came back. And when it did, I became very accurate, probably 95 to 100%. So that was one thing that happened. Now, when I met the wolves, the most interesting thing was Juno the Alpha Wolf could absolutely see into my soul. I remember her golden eyes looking at me. I remember her feeling me as a person. And there was this reception that I got from her that she thought I was worthy. And I can remember it was like her eyes just burned through me. I mean, it was a real turning point in my life. They had seen me as a total being, and I measured up to them. Now, here's an interesting thing is I could understand the wolves talking just as you can hear my words. And it translated into words. And they talked to me a lot about the heart and energy. And they would tell me things about people. They were actually teaching me to read energy. But they would say things like they didn't like the way someone walked, or they didn't like their shoes, or they didn't like the way they smelled. What they were actually doing was identifying energy, but I didn't know it. I was learning then. The coolest thing that they did, though, is that they would predict the future. They would tell me when someone was going to call me. They would tell me if I was hiking where I could find an herb. They would tell me when someone was coming to visit me and who it would be and what time it would be or when I was going to get something in the mail. So this was so incredibly accurate that it showed me this is knowing. There's no doubting this. And there's a very big difference in thinking that you're intuiting something and knowing it without a doubt. Now, to be fair, when we move into intuition, it's often cloudy or foggy when we're growing, because every time we grow, we're going to move into another level of intuition. But this had given me a rock bottom way of measuring, or I should say maybe a high way of measuring, when something was real. It had to align with that absolutely, this is true. This is knowing. It's not guessing, it's not feeling, it's knowing. So that was pretty huge for me. And there was constant validation. And so for you all who are developing your intuitive gifts, it's very helpful to keep notes, to keep a journal, and to validate what you're doing. Because how are you going to know how much of the time you're right? You know, another horse story is someone who had a foal, a colt, that became very upset when they put a halter on it. And they asked me to look and see what could be changed. And the colt said to me, I want a purple halter with a little purple bell. Fortunately, they were very intuitive people. And so they actually bought one like that. And the colt, the young horse, completely changed its behavior. Now, you've got to really believe in yourself to go out on a limb like that. And you do that by validating what you're doing. The other thing is that I meditated more. If I had 10 extra minutes, I meditated. I took every opportunity I could to visit with the wolves and to learn how to communicate with them better. I thought all the time about how they looked, how they felt about me. What was the sensation when our minds linked? Okay, so this is a really powerful tool for developing your intuition. You want to think about how it feels when you're connected. How does it feel when you connect to the universe? How does it feel when you know that you're receiving information? The more you think about a higher state of being, the more you will experience it. So basically, I was trained with the wolves for my startup, you know, for my starting point with psychic gifts. I had to learn the physicality of being with a wolf, and that is that you have to be balanced. Your weight has to be down in the lower part of your body, like maybe you would use with Qigong. You want to be anchored and connected to the earth. Wolves read our body language quite a bit differently from how humans do. We mostly keep our weight in the upper part of our body, and we use a lot of hand motions that we're not really aware of. But you've got to think that wolves are very aware of everything you do. If you're not grounded, you can look like prey to them. Of course, they're not going to hurt you, but they might bump you to see if you're strong or not. The other thing that they did was to tell me stories that are known as the wolf myths. They're stories of creation, their time of being here. At first, these stories came through in a wonderfully clear way. Words, pictures, nice smooth flow. Well, as soon as I got that, they started just sending me waves of energy of all these jumbled up pictures. And it would take me a really long time to translate them. But that was how I learned to read energy as opposed to thoughts, words, and emotions. So we're all sending energetic waves all the time. If you really want to enhance your abilities, then what you want to do is to think about, what is this energetic wave that I'm receiving from my pet or my dog? What is this energetic wave that I'm receiving from a friend? What is going on there? And then you break down the energy to, this is the message. These are the words. These are the emotions. What does it mean? Now, one thing that came up all the time with the wolves were plants, herbalism. So I began intensely studying that. So here's another clue. Whatever comes up, study that. So you can see how this was a tremendous learning curve for me. If you really want to step into awakening, it's the kind of work that's needed. It's like everything. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of practice. It takes a calling. But you're being called by the universe if you've had that flash of awakening. And if from there you move into the intention, I want this more than anything. Universe, how can you lead me there? That's a wonderful start. With that, you add what you need. Whatever is missing in your life, you can begin to add that as visualizations. Whatever you don't have, begin to see it in your life. Because the universe is basically saying to you, this is a place where you need to develop yourself. This is a place where you need more energy. This is a place where you need to understand energy. We're going to go into that a little more about how the universe uses our needs and where maybe we're a little weaker in some places than we are in others, and how that can actually take us into a higher place of being. So we've been talking about awakening. What is it? How can you work with it? How can you develop it? And what it has to do with your inner gifts. When we come back, we'll look at how you can use this information to make changes in your life. So let's go to break now.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin at onetrueself.com, onetrueself.com, and you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. We're talking about awakening. What is it? How do you work with it? And how do you apply it in your real life? So I'm going to talk about my own challenges. I think I always thought, and perhaps many of you do too, that when you awaken, like that's the answer. You've finally gotten somewhere. Well, you have. You have taken a huge step into the spiritual world. It's a leap. but it's just the beginning. So why is it just the beginning? Because your outer life, or who you think you are, does not match who you are on the inside, or your inner self. And there is this path, which is sometimes very difficult, that you traverse, that takes you to your inner self, so that your whole life begins to reflect your inner presence. So about 2 years into awakening, I began to pass through this difficult phase, and everyone does as they dedicate to the work. You always hit a block, and it's about aligning with yourself. So I was in a space where I no longer wanted to be married. I've been married for a long time. I had 2 fairly small children. I wasn't working at the time. I decided to stay home with my children. I needed money. I needed a job. I needed a divorce, and I needed a place to live. And this was actually pretty terrifying to me because I couldn't think of how I could support the 2 children, and my husband worked on and off, so I knew that like child support wasn't going to be consistent. But I began by thinking about what would I like to do. And I thought, you know, I would really like to work in a library. It's quiet. It's not demanding. I like the people there because I went to the library all the time. And almost right away, they had a job opening, and I took it. So that was pretty quick. And so then there was this whole gear phase where I just could not get up my courage to move. I didn't know how I was going to do it or what I could do to do it. But I finally did. And I actually left on New Year's Eve, and I didn't have the money yet for a house. I stayed with a friend. She had 2 children. I had a wolf and I think $300 in the bank. So that was pretty scary. However, it all worked out really well. I found a beautiful place to live and my job went well. And it went on like this for a few years. But I would go through these phases where I was under tremendous pressure to change or to express my spiritual gift in some way. Later on, I ended up taking a chance and writing articles. I started doing readings all the time because people knew I was doing them for the wolves. And then I finally began charging for them. And those were like really huge changes for me and really scary changes. But while all this was going on, this year that I told you about, that I just couldn't leave, but I had to, I started getting pushed by the wolves as well. Of course, they wanted me to leave. It's probably their idea. But they also push you when they become very familiar with you to see if you're truly the alpha or the leader. And so they will misbehave or do things that go through the boundaries that you might have had with them, the very friendly, nice boundaries. And you really have to hold your space and like speak in this very strong, aggressive voice. Your body language has to be perfect. And if they approach you when they're in one of these moods of testing your boundaries, you have to push them away very hard and yell at them. Was I ever afraid of being bitten? No, I knew they would never do that. But I also knew that I had to act differently. So this was during the same time period that I was trying to change my life. And it was very hard. I had this idea that if I was kind enough and loving enough and sweet enough, that everything else in the world would change their behavior. Now, this isn't true. It is sort of a light worker myth. But life doesn't work like that. And the more you wake up to your inner self, the more you realize how important your boundaries are. And that boundaries are part of loving yourself. So that was a big part of what the wolves were teaching me, is that I had to stand up for myself and I had to protect myself. So after this year of becoming an alpha wolf, let's just say that, call it that, it really changed my self-image from delicate and vulnerable. And a part of me is still that way. to strong and tough, which was what I needed at that time. So their behavior caused me to develop a lot of strength. It caused me to find that strength within myself and to take it outwardly. In other words, you can actually project that outwardly. But let's just move through this myth once and for all, that through kindness and sweetness and being delicate and being loving, that the world's going to change. That's not realistic. We need to let go of it. So during this same time period, I became more and more accurate in my readings. The wolves talked to me all the time. They could send me pictures. I could send them back to them. I could see a person and I could read their energy. Pretty consistently got information about my future or the future around us. I should add, and this was a while ago, that I began to feel that the earth was changing. And of course, everyone's aware that the earth changes now, but I could actually feel like that there was a difference in the noises that the earth made when I walked on it, that there were different sounds from the trees and the wind, that something was being added to the pattern. So that's a pretty big thing to get when you're just beginning. So the next part of this was seeing that my life did not make me happy. It wasn't moving me into who I really was. And that's really hard, but it's going to happen with everyone. It may be that you need to exercise. It may be that you need to change your diet. It may be that you need to study more. It may be that you have commitment in another place than where you've put it in your life. The other part of this is, with awakening, you become a more independent person who finds inner resources to take care of yourself. And this was what I meant by whatever you need. You really want to focus on seeing that appear in your life. And you really want to start thinking of yourself as a person who can create this in your life. So if it's abundance, see abundance in your life. If you're working on your gift and you feel blocked, imagine what it would be like not to feel blocked. See yourself doing it, painting, writing, dancing, whatever it is, doing readings. If you need love and you want to be with a partner, imagine that that's already happened and realize that you have what it takes on an inner level. And it is this process of moving from, oh, I need something in the outside world, how will I get it, to, I have the answer on the inside. If I persist with this, the universe will give me tips. The universe will give me insights. When those insights come up, I will act on them. The universe will take care of me if I continue to act in this way. I have the power, the courage, and the gifts to do this. So this is a huge turning point in awakening. We could say that you awaken and you feel the light. You feel that beneficial, amazing force of the universe. Then you meet a teacher or you find a way to develop your gifts. Then you work very hard on developing your gifts and learning what they teach you. From that point, there is this testing period, and it's well known, it's in a lot of metaphysical text, that you give up your outer life to learn to live in alignment with your inner self. And from that testing, from that trial, you find that there's something within you, this inner self that connects to the universe, that takes you to a higher level, that supplies whatever is not there, that finds a clear path for you to walk on, even if all you're seeing is just one step at a time. That's the turning point in awakening, because at that place, you're learning to live through the inner self as opposed to the outer self. I'm not saying give up the outer self. I'm all for friends, wonderful vacations, incredible meals, walking in nature. Experiencing life through our senses is most fulfilling, and it's part of the reason we're here. I'm just saying that instead of thinking, oh, I'll get a job for abundance, and maybe you will, but you start thinking of the universe as your source of abundance that connects you with things in a beautiful and divine way. So that's the next level of awakening, and everything changes there. Once you pass that test, you start to know on a very deep level about that intricate connection between you and the universe. So today we're talking about awakening, what we experience after awakening, the challenges and the gifts and the test. Check out my website at onetrueself.com, and sign up for my summit, The Power of Interconnection, so you can develop your own interconnection and find your own answers. When we come back, I'll talk more about awakening and what we all have in common with awakening, and a little more about the wolves. We'll be back in a few minutes.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Your favorite Transformation Talk radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom! With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Back on, and I'm Julia Griffin at onetrueself.com, onetrueself.com, with a Power of Inspiration and Awakening show, where you can experience a higher vibration in a new state of mind. We're going to talk about some of the commonalities and aspects of awakening. And this is what we all experience, although the way we experience it is highly personalized. In other words, I could give you great details about what went on with me, but it will be different for you. However, here's the fascinating part. You recognize that energetic switch or shift in other people. Once you've been through it, you immediately know if the other person has been through it or not. It's like there's a vibrational energy that comes through and you're like, oh yeah, they've got it. We've got it. When we're talking about awakening, it is a higher vibration. So you immediately feel that higher vibration and there's like this click. And this is an interesting thing that's happening right now in this Aquarian age where there's so much energy. You know, we're supposed to work together in groups. So right now, we're literally working together as a group. I'm working with you, my group of listeners. But we find each other through the vibrations that we emit. So you all feel me, I feel you. There's a frequency. Let's take all my vibrations for today or tomorrow. If I take that all together and I compress it, it's literally a frequency. So that frequency creates a band that everyone else can tap into and can find me. Let's go to the next step with it. Let's say that I'm visualizing some things that I want for the future. Let's just make up some things. A vacation cabin a little higher in the mountains. Let's see, wolf dogs, friends to come and visit me. Wonderful food. Pure water. Okay, I've just vibrated with everyone who has some kind of similar image. So that's another level that through visualization, we connect with each other through awakening. The good thing about connecting with other people through awakening is that it's a higher vibration. It gives you light. It gives you courage. It gives you more knowledge of your inner self, and it takes you upward. So that's a good thing about connection. We do that through the internet. We do that through classes. We do that through this radio show. And I'm sure you all know other ways of doing it. Okay, let's talk about some of the things of awakening. At some point, we're all going to have to express our inner self in our outer life and make decisions that support it. Now, alchemy teaches us that when we know that we're out of sync or we know we're going to have to change, that it's wise to get a jump on it. Let's just say, for example, we know we need to spend more time outdoors or we know we need to exercise more. So you might start by just adding 10 minutes more of exercise every day. You might begin by deciding that you're going to hike once a month. So you're already moving through that energy before it gets to you. That's a very wise thing to do. Now, how do we express our inner self in our outer life? That's always getting through blocks, and there's always some kind of fear involved. But getting through fear is one of the most empowering things that we can ever do. And you've got the universe on your side, so you can do it. Or you can find a teacher to help you, someone who can clear and delete some of the blocks and help you find an open way to get through that. You have to work through your emotions. I think this is one of the hardest things for me because I'm an emotional, passionate girl. And probably you are too. Emotions can feel so strong and so real, but emotions are not always real. Much of the time when we think that we're feeling other people's, we're really feeling other people. We're not even feeling our emotions. For example, if someone is mad at us, we may think that we feel angry. And that may not even be true. It may just be transference. We can talk to someone who's tired and we suddenly feel tired. It's not our energy, it's theirs. Now, the only time that emotions are coming from us is usually when we're moving through old patterns, and those tend to come from past lifetimes. So if you learn that, you can do what you've probably read in so many different places. You can observe it, and you can say, I'm really upset, and I've learned that when I'm upset, I want to wait an hour or 2 hours before I react. You can say, my inner self would never feel this emotion because it feels positive, good, loving things. Even when it has boundaries, it's still happy. So this isn't coming from my inner self. So what is it about? And then you wait. I usually wait until the next day. If not the next day, I wait 3 or 4 hours. And you'll find that you have a completely different response. Okay, so if you start doing this and you're doing more things in the physical that your inner self prompts, you're working through your emotions and your blocks, you'll start having higher realizations. As I said earlier, a journal for your intuition and your higher realizations is very helpful, especially the first 3 or 4 years after awakening. After a while, you'll know when you have higher realizations and when you're aligned. We have to learn how to find answers within ourselves. A teacher will help you find that place of alignment, and then the answer will come to you. From this place, we learn to base our self-realization and our self-value through the lens of the inner self. We have to have faith and believe. If something comes up like a talking wolf or a teacher or something that you're not familiar with, but it elicits this really powerful feeling from you, you've got to jump. You've got to go do it. You've got to find out what's going on. You've got to believe there's something there, and you've got to believe in your own inner knowledge and yourself. Over time, we come to realize that everything is energy. And the desired results come from understanding energy. It's not just what's going on, which can look like a play if you're a little detached from it. It's seeing what's going on energetically and learning how to direct it from a higher place of being. Learning how to visualize is part of awakening. Intention is part of awakening. The heart is part of awakening. Because it's how we measure ourselves in our life. So sometimes if I don't know what I should do or what I should be doing, what I say is, how do I feel in my heart? And you can just think of your heart center. Draw a circle on your chest, center of your chest. Feel pink light there. And put your consciousness there whenever you're in doubt, whenever you're upset, whenever you want some peace of mind. Go there. Because you can't feel the world when you go there. And you can also get a lot of answers. We have to accept and move into our opportunities because nothing is going to change without opportunities. So see yourself as that person who does it. Focus on awakening with all of your heart. Think about the light and imagine aligning with your spiritual gifts. And this will make such a big change if you just stick with it. So that's this week's radio show. You can go to my website, onetrueself.com, One True Self, and sign up for the summit or my newsletter to learn more. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening show, where you can experience a higher vibration in a new state of mind. Please join me on the 2nd and 4th Wednesdays of every month at 12 noon Eastern, 11 Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here in a couple weeks. Thanks so much for being with me.
Thank you for listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Join us next time as Julia takes us deeper into the memory of the moments of light where transcendence and enlightenment emerge. The memory of the jewel of consciousness is always lived within you to tap into waves of energy and create huge changes by imagining the beauty of the vision and desires that are hidden in the heart. Learn to find your way back to nature, beauty, and your own heart, which holds the secrets of your existence and future. To discover more about Julia's adventures, animal communication, and the teachings she brings to every show, visit onetrueself.com. That's onetrueself.com. That's O-N-E. TrueSelf.com.